When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, there's a lot going on with our football team, and you know that. And we are talking about it with you. We had on Coach Ra. You're going to hear that interview coming up in just a little bit. Our exclusive interview weekly with Coach Raheem Morris, and Caden Ellis stopped by the show as well, talking about the changes on the defense and acknowledging when he found out about Kirk Cousins and the change at quarterback. Now, Mike, everybody's talking about Penix. We keep talking about the readiness of Penix. How prepared is he going to be? I don't believe the contingency plan was at play here. They were not getting him ready as the season was progressing because they put all those eggs in one basket. That was Kirk Cousins. We're going to stay the course. So now there's this rush to get him ready for Sunday.
Right. So 70 practice plays, all throws. I said, ice up, Mike. So, I mean, yeah, it's no time for that hot dog at Costco. He's got to go throwing that football. It's hard, as you just said, to get that chemistry because the only time we really got to see him with all the receivers was – back in like the third and fourth week of August.
Camp.
That's it. And then once you get into that grind of the season, unless there's an injury, he's just not getting those reps. And, you know, this is a dynamic. You'll hear the Caden Ellis conversation. These guys love Kirk. Nobody expected it. I still don't think anybody in that room, in that quarterback's room, in that building, understands what happened to Kirk Cousins. I mean, the results, but how did you get there to all of a sudden now you can't do the things you were able to do?
Yeah, it's perplexing.
But now you turn to pace. There's no time to cry over.
No, not
now
at all.
Now it's all in with MPJ.
And we have to be. Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about when he made the decision to change quarterbacks. This is Ra.
The same way we do with all our decisions. You know, obviously you go in, you evaluate, you talk, you look at the tape, you go through all the process. You go through your next preparation and your daily things that you got to do. Obviously, you know, we got to play better at the position. We want to play better position, and that's what we made the decision to do that last night.
Let me ask you, Mike, do you think as we were losing these games, they were still saying that he was doing good things from a quarterback perspective? Meaning the result of the game wasn't the biggest factor, that they were still seeing him play the position in their eyes and whatever they thought, you know, and watching, that he was still playing the position fairly well. It was just these mistakes, but we're not concerned about, or not to say concerned, right. but the result wasn't as prominent in the decision because, guys, we lost what? Four games?
Four in a row, and, you know, now you beat the Raiders, you win four out of your last five, but the inability, I just think at some point it was also what was going on between the ears was somehow translating to his feet. He's not setting. He's not going through the right progressions. I just broke it. I just watched it. Emmanuel Acho did a great breakdown about the Raiders, the interception in the Raider game, saying basically after Kirk Cousins did this, he had to be benched. I couldn't believe it.
It was bad.
And he's looking at it from a football player standpoint as a linebacker and said, look at this. You can't do this.
It was bad. Hook it.
I just think that, yeah, you get into the things I think for me, the first sort of slip was the Saints game, where he's just not hitting open receivers. Remember those first couple of passes in that game? High and away to the sideline, missing some stuff, high percentage stuff. Then, of course, the Saints come back in it. Look, I love the fact, and you will love hearing Caden Ellis taking ownership, saying, we let Kirk down in those games. But everybody knows the defense has certainly done more than enough. It's just Kirk can't process and can't play like he was.
Now, I will tell you guys, yesterday we took, and I'm guesstimating here, 40 calls, okay? All of them had one thing in common. They're all excited. Every one of you guys that talk to us are excited about what's to come. We had a guy call in and say, I just ordered my jersey. Right. We had a guy call in talking about going to these games now. And listen, we do not know what this looks like, but it can't be any worse.
No.
And that's where we're at right now. We need to win out. I said it earlier. We need to at least go 2-1 and hope the Bucks lose one, but we need to win out and see where this thing goes. Hey, this hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is Thursday, 5 o'clock. And that means it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mike, let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about what message this sends to the team. Because this is, for me, I think this is the bigger thing. When you have everybody moving in the right direction and this one thing isn't working, you've got to tell all these other guys that we're willing to do whatever it takes to win. He said it didn't feel that way, like it didn't mean that, but I feel like it does. Here's Raheem Morris.
I don't know if it's a message. I think it's just what we deal with. I think it's the National Football League. I think everybody knows you got to be ready when you're called upon. I think everybody knows that you always, you know, the NFL is a short-lived league, and you got to appreciate the moments. And I think everybody already knew that. I think for our guys, I think they're just going to go out there and play with, like they've been playing, the hair on fire and ready to go.
Yeah, I just think that the team, as look, you're watching film, whether you're on offense or defense, you can see it. If you played in the NFL, whether you're in the league a couple of years, whatever, you see it. It's just not working. But the hard part, this guy's a leader. This guy was the heart and soul of the team. We played it from the, back in the camp, actually the mini camp, where Bijan was like, man, this dude's for real. You know, and it's everything that's what, if you missed Ron Rivera's interview with us guys about Army-Navy, he says maybe Kirk takes on too much. And call it ego, call it hubris, like, I got this. And part of that comes with the swag surf, which we all love, and we're laughing and the trap stuff and all that, right?
It was fun.
And until all of a sudden now, what? Now, how does that guy then get overwhelmed by everything he's been able to do? That's what this is one we may never get the answer on, brother.
Going into someone's trap and trying to take over their trap.
I'm still trying to do it, Kirk. I'm with you. That's what we got to do. And I wish he was doing more of that, but that's not where we are. We got to live in the real world. Here is Michael Penix, Mike, talking about when Cousins called him. And we said this yesterday, for those who missed it. This is a class act. I know you guys think that this happens on all teams. I'm here to tell you it doesn't. It always doesn't happen. It may be reported, yeah, they talked. It's not necessarily true. And so for him to acknowledge, yeah, Kirk called me and is supportive, and he's going to do everything he can to help me.
Yeah, he just told me that, you know, he's in my corner, you know, the same way that I was for him whenever he was a starter. He said that he was going to come into the building, you know, continue to stay positive and, you know, do whatever he can to help me out and, you know, help this team win football games. So.
I mean, we forget that a guy walked out of our building just a short time ago and didn't even talk to the quarterback that was taking over. Let's not act like this doesn't happen.
Right.
So it is a big deal for Cousins, who, by the way, is established. His reputation, his brand, all those things, Mike. Yeah, man, it's kind of embarrassing. But guess what? This is what I do, and this is what I have to do for my team.
Now, one of the things which we didn't get into, whether this was always by design because of the way we run the football, you know, the wide zone scheme, is the play action. We always thought Kirk Cousins was going to be the play action guy. We gave him a pass the first few weeks because of the Achilles healing, right? And then, of course, it didn't really ever get to the rate we thought it was going to be. We ran the lowest amount of play action and him under center than the rest of the league. Well, you're not probably going to get much more with Michael Penix Jr. He was in the shotgun 81% of the time at Washington. Obviously, the explosive plays, you guys all saw what he did last year, certainly, if not the year before. So, Carl, do you think we're going to have Penix under center? Is it going to be more pistol?
I think you have to. I think here's the thing that I believe is going to happen over the next 3 weeks as we get towards the playoffs. You've got to show teams that look that we've not been able to consistently have, Mike, to throw them off a little bit, to say, hey, look how more versatile our offense can be. If you're telling me we're going to see and do the same things we just did with Kirk Cousins, which we are going to do some of that. But we need him under center, Mike, to do the play-action stuff. So now when teams are saying, we know Bijan's getting it 25 times, cool, we're going to stop that. No, you're not, because you're not going to know when it's coming. You have to put him under center. I think that's something that's got to change.
And apologize, guys, because we had so much time talking about Kirk Cousins with Coach. I did forget brain fart to ask him why we didn't see more Penix Jr. in preseason. That was something I wanted to ask him. We'll talk to him next week. But Penix Jr., I'm trying to think how much he was under center at camp. He was under center.
He was.
But this is something, but it's a big adjustment for guys. And not just, and from Jared Goff, a lot of guys had to learn this when they come to the NFL.
Well, what was crazy is, and I know you guys, you know, may or may not believe this, but at camp, so was Kirk Cousins under center.
Guys, that's why we couldn't understand the Steelers game.
They were running you know, these wide zone plays that we talk about, right? And then they do that same play where he would fake that and roll out and make a pass. And so we saw that numerous times, but then we didn't do a lot of it early on. All right, one other thing I want you to hear, and then we have to let you hear something that Mike and I were a little bit surprised about coming up in less than 5 minutes. Stay there. We're going to let you hear it. But this is Michael Penix asked the question. They asked him on whether or not it's been tough for him to see other rookies, specifically quarterbacks, Mike, the Caleb Williams of the world, the Jaden Daniels, all these guys playing while he was sitting and watching. Here's what he said.
I mean, it's not tough. You know, I was excited for him. You know, I'm happy for him. You know, we're in different positions. You know, obviously we brought in Kirk, you know, who was a vet. And, you know, I looked at that as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to grow in each and every day. And, you know, just soak in the process. And, you know, so that whenever my time does come, I'll be ready. You know, so I wouldn't look at it as challenging. You know, I was super excited for those guys. You know, I know a lot of those guys through either playing with them or seeing Jaden at the combine and training with him, you know, so I'm just super excited for them, and obviously we're not in the same position, so I didn't look at it in a bad way, you know.
It's the great debate amongst NFL coaches and personnel guys. Do you throw him in the deep end of the pool, or does he sit and watch, you know? And for anybody who says, hey, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre, worked out pretty good. Other guys, it's sink or swim. Peyton took his lumps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That first year and the rest is history.
Yeah.
You know? And did Tom Brady learn anything watching Bledsoe? It's funny. Sometimes he says not necessarily. You know? So everybody processes it differently. One thing for sure, he was getting the mental reps, all the video of him on the sidelines. Certainly, he's going to be ready to roll.
Yeah, and I love the fact that the kid's like, look, their progress is not my progress. Just because I'm not playing doesn't mean that I'm behind in any way. Like, when my time comes, my time comes. And I love that he acknowledges that. There's no jealousy or anything like that. All those guys went to different situations. To your point, some of those teams were in desperate need of something right now. This team made the decision they made, and now, you know, he gets his opportunity.
Anthony Richardson was so dynamic. The Colts fans, you knew they wanted to see him out there. But this guy is a pocket passer backing up a pocket passer. But he does have the ability to move around that Kirk somehow lost in the pocket.
Yeah.
So hopefully, as we said, I think you're going to temper your expectations.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.